Theologically, Russian Orthodox Christianity has always focused more on the spiritual world, following rituals and living a life free of sin, than on the earthly good works practiced by Western churches. So this mobile soup kitchen in St. Petersburg is actually not the first place you'd expect to find an Orthodox church group. Nikolai Fomishev, a leather designer, is a volunteer. Fomishev says that churches in Russia are getting more crowded. He notices it at every service. The church is also becoming more socially active, a change he attributes to Patriarch Kirill, who took over in 2009. Fomishev says the church's social activism is a way to reach out and offer comfort to believers who feel lost in the modern world.
World events are making people think about the meaning of their lives and why they're here. And in our church, we have a lot of young people.
After 70 years of atheist communism, most Russians were alienated from religion. That's especially true of young people, who generally know nothing about religion and see the church as something far away. Observers say the new patriarch is keenly aware of the challenges facing the church.
I think his primary motivation is to raise the profile of the church in society.
Religion analyst Geraldine Fagan says Kirill is more of a politician and diplomat than a pastor. So Kirill is trying to make the church more relevant through social work, religious education, and active engagement on social issues, like homosexuality.
If the church actually is to have a future, then it has to be present in society. And I think he would understand it in those sort of terms.
At the recent Queer Fest in St. Petersburg, activist Olga Lenkova says the gay community feels singled out by a more confident church.
The church has a very strong anti-gay rhetoric, and it's getting stronger and stronger all the time. 5 years ago, they would probably just ignore the issue.
Lenkova says the church now speaks publicly about homosexuality as a sin. She says the church's new activism has enabled politicians to use the increasingly conservative mood of Russians to distract public attention away from real social ills. The most controversial measure, supported by the church, is a ban on homosexual propaganda. Legislator Vitaly Milonov says the law represents the morality of a large part of Russian society, and he denies public criticism that the church had anything to do with writing the law.
This is a problem of conflict inside our society, not inside our church, because our society is split into two different parts. One direction is moving towards absolute freedom, and another part is trying to conserve our country and to preserve the values that are key values, stone values, to build a house called Russia.
Russian spirituality doesn't get much stronger than at the Sergeyev Posad Monastery. From here, Russia's patron saint Sergius helped unite Russians against Mongol control in the 14th century. Today, it's one of the holiest places in Russia, and many would say the keeper of the spirit of Russian Orthodox Christianity. Outside, worshipper Yulia, who like many Russians doesn't give her family name to strangers, says the church doesn't belong in politics, but it should speak loudly about issues dear to Russians like
утверждение моральных ценностей и в том числе борьба с гомосексуализмом.
Confirming moral values, including fighting against such things as homosexuality. Every normal person should feel this way. The so-called freedoms you have in Europe and in the U.S. are not suited for us. They would be the ruin of us Russians and our souls.
But the church clearly faces a big job filling the pews with the faithful. Many Russians do support the position and moral authority of the church. It's the institution they distrust. Anthropologist Zhanna Kormina says that most Russians identify themselves as religious, but almost none go to church.
This is also a question of control and freedom. People want to be religious, want to be Russian Orthodox, but they don't want to be under control of somebody whom they do not trust.
In fact, statistics show that more than 70% of Russians consider themselves Orthodox believers, but only 1% go to church even monthly. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, St. Petersburg.
70 years after atheist communism, the Russian Orthodox Church is working to find its way. We have a slideshow from St. Petersburg. That's at theworld.org.